plate a potential nugget.
Moving forward, Molly, the other piece that struck my attention was you talk about raising the game where it matters, something that we associate with people like Roger Federer or Dhoni hitting that six in the World Cup. And you mentioned that in the context of a learning cycle. I'd love to know what you have in mind and if you can expand on this for the listeners.
Yeah. So I think my observations of building experience was that part of the experience is also driven by which learning cycles you participate in. So for example, if there is a very big new product being launched and you have been involved in that learning cycle from day one right till the launch, you end up with a certain kind of experience. Or if there is an organizational transformation and you have been involved in conceptualizing it all the way to execution. So I call that a learning cycle, yeah, which is end to end. You're involved from the beginning to an end. What I found was that successful people seem to have participated in what I call as major learning cycles. Yeah, there are minor learning cycles and major learning cycles. So successful people firstly seem to have participated in major learning cycles, which has had a transformational impact on their development and their experience building process.
And how do you distinguish the two, major versus minor?
I think it is quite simply to say that if you were to say in each learning cycle, there's a certain learning potential. Yeah. And all learning cycles don't have the same potential. So the bigger the potential for learning, the more major the learning cycle is. It's, I think, the simple way of looking at it. What the other thing I notice successful people do is they somehow seem to kick the gear when they get to a major learning cycle. They know that this is a major learning cycle and I must be in better form here. It is like saying, if you are a Dhoni, then you somehow realize that the World Cup final is when you have to be at your best. Yeah, it's a major event. And I think similarly in careers, the successful people somehow seem to lift themselves one gear in major learning cycles. Yeah, and I think that's a skill that we can all cultivate. To say that the moment I recognize I'm in a major learning cycle, how do I lift myself a gear? And it does two things. One is, a major learning cycle is a major learning opportunity for you, right? And hence, if you lift yourself and operate at a higher level, you end up learning a lot more, which builds your experience. But the second thing is, a major learning cycle is also important to the company. And if you lift yourself a gear in that important event, then your contribution is significant and it has a very positive benefit on your careers in the future.
And also, much greater visibility and
absolute
related things. Got it.
It was interesting to hear Molly frame the work experience from a lens of learning rather than accomplishments. And that's a profound distinction. We're often so caught up in focusing on what we've achieved or how much we earn that we don't focus enough on how much we've grown through the experience. If I overlay this with the concept of TMRR, Target, Measure, Review, Reflect, that Molly talks about earlier, the key insight for me is that we need to focus on building our capability over time and the rest will follow. The other related insight for me when I think about my experience at Egon Zehnder is that people often don't think about learning cycles enough when they think about duration of stints. You sometimes get a search consultant call about an interesting opportunity when you're in the middle of a cycle, and that can be tempting, as Molly says. It's critical to keep the learning cycle in mind while taking a call in these situations. Thank you for listening. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of content that's covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. I've tried to capture the key takeaways from my various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines, from people such as Zia Modi, Nanda Nilekani, Vishi Anand, Vijay Amritraj, Amish Tripathi, Vinita Bali and the like. For more, please visit playtopotential.com, where the content is organized by nuggets and tagged by themes so that you could get multiple perspectives on a topic that you care about. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, or any of the other podcast apps out there. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes and rate and review the show. It will help others discover it.